Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Culp. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 3-2. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hopkins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Culp hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Josephson. Mike Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Smith. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Knoop applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Horlan hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Askew and he is out, Petrocelli applying the tag. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 3-2. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Askew reaches second base with a double. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Askew moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Culp moves to second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Askew tags and scores. Culp tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Askew is walked intentionally. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Williams moves to third. 2 outs. Gale Hopkins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Jones reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Yastrzemski tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Bobby Knoop. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing second base. Bob Locker now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Askew hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Hopkins reaches third base with a triple. Aparicio scores. May goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing first base. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Culp is 0 for 2 in the game. Culp strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Andrews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andrews scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vicente Romo now pitching. Ken Berry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Woody Held pinch hits for Bob Locker. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held bunts towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. Morales moves to third. Berry moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.